Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. John, I need your website, please.
It's ReadyFounder.com.
ReadyFounder.com. The book is called Six Secrets to Startup Success. John's been working hard all around the world trying to help some folks become more like you, small business owners, more entrepreneurial, more nimble, more honest, more candid. And you know, John, when I worked for one of the largest companies in the world, was a sponsor of mine once. And as you know, when a company sponsors our show, they also get me as a consultant. I help them with things, that, especially related to small business and their small business customers. And this company, the guy I worked with for many years there, he called me up one day, and he asked me if I could do something. It was a big favor. It was a big ask. And I said, "Can I call you back?" And he said, "Sure." So I spun around a couple of times in my office, checked on a couple of things, and called him back in about 30 minutes. I said, we can do that for you. And he said, "You know," he said, "that's what I like about doing business with you." He said, you don't have to go to a committee to get it approved, or you don't have to, you know, you guys are able to make a decision. So what I'm saying is that this big company, this guy at this big company, wished he was more like me. And it made me say, okay, if I have that kind of an advantage, am I taking it for granted? Isn't that, don't you think that's a message for we should have for small businesses from what you've learned? Don't take this special sauce you have for granted. Use it to the maximum, your maximum benefit. What do you think?
Absolutely. We're in an age when not only can you be the speedboat to the the bigger company battleship, but you can create a global company without losing that nimbleness, without losing that advantage. And the trick is to, as you grow, be thoughtful about what's really happening with the structure of your company and your business model, and not fall into what you would call the age of the seller conditioning, the old habits that are really ingrained, and they're ingrained in business schools. Yeah, they're ingrained in the way managers are trained, we're being led out of that now by the entrepreneurs in the world.
You may have a manager. You may yourself be fully subscribing to what you have to do to go forward with your company. You may even be telling your managers, John, I've been working with some companies that the top management have been. Telling their managers, this is how we want to do business, and then they're finding out that what they're telling their managers is not getting down to their people.
All right, and everybody.
So small businesses can't presume it's not happening to them.
Right. Well, every person that works in a big company is a customer themselves of smaller businesses. They experience the kind of customer service and agile decision making that entrepreneurs can provide, or small businesses can provide. And so, it's not an issue of not getting it. I think people in bigger companies all will say, we need to change this. We need to be more nimble, more agile, more more responsive. The challenge is, you're in a structure that is decades, if not centuries old. And so it becomes an issue of leadership, becomes an issue of building different kinds of communication practices. One quick story: there's a senior executive who was hearing a presentation from some managers in one of these large companies, and they were saying, "In our planning meetings, we need more people to attend. We need larger attendance." And he said, "Well, we don't need to get into the whole topic of meetings, but his assumption was the more people we have in the meeting, the less honest they will be, the less open." He said, we need smaller meetings. I've actually shrunk the meeting down because that way I get people really shooting straight and having honest conversations.
Wow.
Well, my thought was that's a pretty common assumption. But also, you can design larger meetings. You can design communication practices that get the voice of the customer in the room, that get mm-hmm. data on the table, that encourage people to speak up honestly and reward them for it. So it's really just about blowing up.
It's about leadership, isn't it? It's yeah.
Yeah, you know, are you sitting at the top waiting for a word from below, or mm-hmm. are you facilitating, encouraging, challenging people to bring their best intellect to the table?
And folks, as you grow your small businesses, listen to what John's saying. This is a natural kind of thing that happens. You gotta watch out for it. Hey, John, readyfounder.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being here. Come back soon. Safe travels.
Thank you.
John Redberry. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.